This is Tony Gephardt with World Services for the Blind. And for today's recording, we're going to take a look at managing our files within documents. So we want to put them into folders. We want to kind of create a system that makes a little more sense. And that isn't as much of a cluster on our desk, so to speak. So I've got JAWS on.
Title is Zoom. Slower.
I'm going to slow it down just a tad more.
Slower.
And I'm going to take the path here and go to the documents folder. My method is by using our run dialog box. If yours is going to your desktop and using
Cortana.
A shortcut, go ahead and do that now.
Windows R. Blank.
I'm going to press Windows R and type in documents and hit enter.
Documents, enter. Documents, items, view, multi-select list box, not selected, accessi by
December. Okay, so I've created a couple of test documents to mess with, so I'm going to press the letter T.
T, test1.txt, 25 of 26.
Okay, I've got test1.
Test2.
And test2. I want to make a folder that will fit the two of these, so.
Test1.txt, 20.
But I want to put them in really specific folders, so I'm going to make the parent folder. And by creating a folder, we're going to do Control-Shift-N.
Control-Shift-N, edit new folder.
Okay, JAWS is going to say edit new folder, which means we can start typing here. I'm going to press backspace
blank.
To delete the new folder. Text that is in this edit box, and I'm going to write
test
documents.
Documents, enter. Items view multi-select list box, new folder, 9 select test 2. Dot-
so I'm going to use my arrow keys here to move around.
Test 2.t. Test1.txt, notes for test2.txt, test documents, 22 of 22.
There's my folder, test documents folder, perfect. So now I'm going to press my up arrow.
Test2.txt.
Here's test1, or test2, excuse me.
Test1.txt.
And test1. So I want to be a little more specific in this test kind of demo here. So I'm going to press N to get to the bottom of my documents folder.
End, test documents, 22 of 22.
I'm going to right arrow.
Date modified, 9/2/2020, 11:29 a.m.
Okay, it's going to tell me when it was modified, created.
Type, file folder, 1 of 1.
Pressed right arrow again, and it told me it was a file folder. Cool. So I know that it is a folder, so I'm going to left arrow back over to the name.
Date, test documents, 20.
And I'm going to hit enter to go inside.
Enter. Items view list box.
Okay, there's nothing in here, but I want to create a folder for test document 1 and a folder for test document 2. So I'm going to do Control-Shift-N.
Control-Shift-N, edit new folder.
I'm going to select all by Control-A,
R,
backspace,
blank.
And I'm going to call this just 1, the number 1.
1, enter. 1, 9/2/2020, 11:30 a.m. file folder, 1 of 1.
Okay, it is done. I like it. Now I'm going to make one for number 2. By doing the same thing, we're going to do Control-Shift-N.
Control-Shift-N, edit new folder.
Okay, R, backspace
blank.
Delete, and I'm going to write the number 2.
2, enter. Items view multi-select list box, 2, 9/2/2020, 11:31 a.m. file folder, 2 of 2.
Okay, JAWS, it's telling me 2 of 2, so that lets me know there are 2 in here. I'm going to press my up arrow.
1 of 2.
There's number 1, perfect. So now I want to get out of this folder, and I'm going to press backspace.
Shell folder view, items view list box. Virtual test document, students, 19 of 22.
Okay, I'm going to press T.
T, test documents.
There's the folder, but I want the files.
T, not selected, test1.txt. No, test1.txt, 20.
Perfect, so we want to put test1 in the 1 folder. So I'm going to Control X to cut.
Cut selection to clipboard.
Okay, now I'm going to press T.
T, test2.txt, 20. T, test documents, 15.
There it is, I'm going to hit enter.
Enter. Items view multi-select list box, 2, 1, 1 of.
I found number 1. Just to verify, I'm going to do insert up arrow.
1, 9/2.
Okay, enter.
Enter. Shell folder view.
I'm in the 1 folder inside of test documents. Now I'm going to hit paste. Control V.
Paste it from clipboard. Items view multi-select list. Test1.txt, 9/2/20.
Perfect, so let me do an insert T to see what my folder path is.
Title is C users MRJT1 documents, test documents 1.
Okay, perfect.
Shell folder view,
right.
2, 1, 1 of 2.
So I press backspace, now I'm going to press backspace again.
Shell folder view, items view list box. Items view multi-select list box, test documents, 9/2/20.
Okay, now I want to find test number 2.
T, test2.txt, 22 of 22.
Perfect, I like it, I'm going to Control X.
Cut selection to clipboard.
I'm going to press T.
T, test documents.
Enter.
Enter. Shell folder view.
And now that I'm inside the test documents folder, I'm going to down arrow to number 2.
2 of 2.
There's our number 2 folder. Enter.
Enter. Shell folder.
Paste
it from clipboard. Items view multi-select list box. Test2.txt.
So this is just an example on how to manage your files by creating a folder system to better organize your filing cabinet.